Douala, a busy coastal city in Cameroon. These fuel tanks belong to Sanara, the country's national refiner, and one of several African companies Glencore admitted to bribing for preferential access to oil. Money that could have been better spent.
Glencore is a big corrupter. The firm recognized this. They said, "We confess that we corrupted people in Cameroon in two companies, SNH and Sonara. We paid around $10.6 million in bribes. That's money that didn't reach the state coffers for our development, so we can have water, electricity, roads and healthcare for us and our children."
There were other companies like Sonara and other countries like Cameroon in Equatorial Guinea, Ivory Coast, Nigeria and South Sudan. The behaviour was similar. Prosecutors at Southwark Crown Court in London said Glencore's UK subsidiary paid middlemen to fly cash in private jets across Africa to bribe officials. Glencore pleaded guilty to seven charges and was ordered to pay $310 million.
This is the largest criminal penalty ever handed down after conviction. This is also the largest confiscation. And this is the first time that a corporate has been prosecuted under Section 1 of the UK bribery. That essentially means that they weren't just guilty of failing to prevent bribery, if you will, but actively authorizing bribery.
The company and its lawyers are apologizing.
Claire Montgomery, one of Glencore's legal representatives in court, said that the company's behaviour was inexcusable, that it had no place in Glencore, but that these practices do not happen in any form in Glencore companies today.
But this case isn't the last of Glencore's legal problems. It set aside $1.5 billion to settle a series of global investigations, including about $1.1 billion for US authorities. Rory Challens, Al Jazeera, London.